My name is Jessica, and this is Riley, and today we're going to be talking about the top 10 dog names of 2023. This is our favorite podcast of the year, and I think in this case, it's the only podcast of the year so far. So it's really exciting for us to be here. We have so much to cover, so I think we should jump right into it. I think we should start talking about names.
One podcast, one and done this year. We have been so busy doing so many things. It was a big travel year this year for us. We went to a lot of places. We had a lot of demos with teams really all over the world. And we're happy to be back in the podcast studio making the top 10 dog names for everyone to enjoy. And we hope you like the list this year.
We're going to start with number 10.
Number 10.
So at number 10, we have K9 Duke, which is a name that is always popular for dogs. It is associated with leadership. I think the word itself is usually, the connotation is that the dog is expected to be a leader. What are your
royalty,
thoughts on that?
Whenever I think of Duke, Jess is a huge fan of the royal family.
I am.
Big follower of them.
And mostly the fashion, I would say.
Yes, definitely the fashion. We've watched The Crown. It's a great show. Enjoyed that. We're from Canada, obviously. So the Queen is still on our currency.
She's our boss. And no, she's not.
Not anymore. Unfortunately.
Prince Charles is now our boss.
Yes, God rest her soul. But they have actually just recently changed the money in our country from having the Queen's face and portrait on our currency to now having the King. So I thought it's kind of an interesting something that happens in Canada. The Queen's face was facing right. So it's like side profile like this. Mm-hmm. And now every time the monarch changes, they change the face to the other way. So now
to
it's
symbolize a new perspective, a new direction. Is that right?
Well, a changing of the guard, I guess. For all you Americans out there, I know you don't deal with the monarchy anymore. You fought a big battle to get rid of them. You know, I think that works out great too. But yeah, when I think of the Duke, I think of the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge or any of these other ones that are obviously quite popular. It's a popular name. Always for dogs, we see Duke on the list.
Sitting at number 9, we have K9 Yoda.
Yoda. Yoda was a dog name that was really popular. I think Star Wars-based names are always on the list. Like, we see Yodas, we see Vaders. We've definitely even seen an Obi-Wan, I swear. Double name, it seems crazy, but we have seen that as well. This year, there was a dog named Yoda whose name was very apparent in the news. Jess, maybe you want to talk about that.
Yoda was a big name this year. As you may have remembered, there was a manhunt in Pennsylvania that lasted almost 2 weeks, where there was a huge group of people, many agencies in the surrounding area and outside of the area that came together collaboratively to find this guy who essentially escaped jail.
Yeah, he was a murderer. Like, he was a convicted murderer. I don't think when a situation like that happens, anyone can take it lightly because he was very likely to reoffend. They had discovered that he had stolen weaponry and he was armed and clearly dangerous, not afraid to use those weapons. And so that's why I think it captured the media's attention so strongly, is that the threat of violence for the community and the departments that were going after him was very real. It wasn't a fake, we don't know. It's like, this guy could potentially do a lot of damage. So Yoda was the dog on scene that ultimately helped capture the suspect without any shots being fired by either the U.S. Border Patrol or the suspect himself. I thought the funniest thing was when they captured him is that they took a photo and people were all, I can't believe they took a photo with this guy. I can't believe they took a photo. And I was thinking to myself, when you catch a big fish, you take a big picture. And that's exactly what they did. If I was in their situation, of course I'm taking a photo with this guy. It's like the biggest trophy you're going to catch all year. Come on. Of course you're going to do that. So I thought it was completely, completely fine. I would have done the same thing. And my hats are off to all the officers and the dogs that were involved in finding him. It was a team effort by everyone, and we're grateful for the work that you did.
Thank you for your incredible work. We can say very confidently that we love the work of the U.S. Border Patrol guys. They are the most wonderful and kind people. Anytime one of those handlers phone me, it's always a pleasure to work with them and an honor to make equipment for their team. So that was a really exciting name to see on the top 10 dog names this year. And it was really exciting to see that story this year unfold as well.
Of course.
Moving on to number 8, we have Bane, which is a Slavic name, Slavic origin, meaning glorious defender. I think that is a very fitting name for a top 10 dog name.
Bane, I always get brought back to the Batman movies when you're thinking about the movies. He was one of the more famous villains in recent memory anyways. He's a big, strong villain that people feared. And when it comes to police dogs, you feel the same way, I think, when they're going after suspects.
Dog name number 7. We are at Rico.
Rico number 7?
Number 7.
That early? I can't believe that.
Exactly. Last year, it was a top. It was the top name. Yeah. And
big drop.
I don't know if we had anything to do with it. I know we were. I don't know if we were saying, oh, everyone's naming their dog Rico. And is that the reason why Rico's at number 7 this year and not at number 1? I don't know. But I think I'm going to say we did have something to do with it.
I think there's a guy in Europe somewhere that is named Rico and literally just names every dog he sells Rico. It's got to be, because Rico, every year we have countless dogs named Rico, and they go on to do amazing things. I think that's the crazier thing, is that we see so many Ricos. We get stories back from the handlers saying, like, we caught this guy, we caught that guy, we were involved in this incident. And there's almost always a Rico somewhere involved in these things. So I'm shocked to see it at number 7, though, to be honest. It's a big, big jump from number 1.
It's a big drop. And sometimes when handlers get the dogs, they are already pre-named.
Yeah.
And the handlers do not change the name. So I agree with you. I think it's actually probably a breeder that's breeding the dogs.
His name has to be Rico. There's no other explanation.
Or he loves the name Rico, or his son's name is Rico. Who knows? It's a very popular one. This year, it is at number 7, though. Moving on to number 6, we have Kilo. I think of the word Kilo, of the amazing dogs that are named Kilo, I can't help but not think about the Europeans.
Of course.
We went to Europe this year. It was a whirlwind of a trip. I think we saw like 7 or 8 countries in 6 days. Sometimes it was 2 countries per day. And whenever we were talking about how impressive the weights are of anything, they always said the words, "What is that in kilo?" And we never knew the answer to that. So even though...
So our friends in Germany, Finland, Denmark, Norway, all the places we visited, Netherlands, Belgium, we apologize. We grow up in Canada learning the metric system. But because of the American influence, like, it's so strong.
We love America.
In Canada, every single measurement, every single weight that we do, it's in the imperial system still. So, like, if you go to a hardware store and you want to go pick up something, it's, you know, it's 2x4s. It's not like, I don't even know what the conversion is. Yeah, like, I have no idea. So when we were talking about how much does your dog weigh to get the sizing kit measurements, you know, they'd say, it's about 33 kilos,
yeah.
And, you know, we're sitting there thinking, okay, so that's got to be about double. So
70-ish pounds. But so I can't help but think of our amazing customers in Europe. So wonderful to have met them this year, and looking forward to, we're doing another Euro trip next year. So looking forward to seeing new countries next year as well. But Kilo, that is the name sitting at number 6.
We're committing those to memory. I tell you, so the next trip out, we're going to have those down pat.
How much kilos is our custom fit ballistic vest? How much kilos is our patrol swap vest, Riley?
It's 2.1 kilos.
I think it's like 1.5, but we'll figure that out. We'll know when
roughly
we go on our next trip.
Roughly half.
Moving on to number 5, we have K9 Blitz as the name holding that spot. I know that there is a fun fact, a trivia question, I would say, about the name Blitz that is important to Canine Storm.
Probably nobody knows this, maybe except the handler if he's listening to this. But in the early 2000s, one of the very first Canine Storm saves was by a dog named Blitz. His handler's name was Officer Salver, and they were from Auburn, Washington. In the early 2000s, they went to this routine traffic stop. They pull over this guy for speeding. What ends up happening is the suspect they pull over, he takes off running down the highway into the woods. Blitz is sent to apprehend him. And at that moment when he goes to apprehend him, the guy fires off 7 rounds from a .45 auto. The officers hear this, but Blitz continues to fight and ends up taking him down. They would find out later, once they start inspecting Blitz to see if he's injured, is that actually 2 of those rounds hit his patrol SWAT vest. He continued to put the suspect down, and they would find that the suspect also had multiple weapons on him at that time. So had Blitz been shot and killed or injured, wasn't able to stop the suspect, it's very likely that those officers would have been next in the line of potentially getting shot, injured, or killed. So it was such an amazing moment to have a scenario where a dog was actually physically saved. And we're talking, this is the 2000s. Our vests weighed at that time roughly 12 to 14 pounds on average. And Auburn, Washington was one of the first departments to mandate it being something that had to be worn at all times, even back then. And it ended up saving Blitz's life. So we're super thankful for that. Whenever I think of Blitz, that's the first memory I come back to. And it's just it's kind of fun to be able to revisit that and share that story with everybody.
We have a lot of customers in Washington. We went to Washington this year. The only car available at the rental was a Jeep Wrangler. And it was called a Willie.
It's called the
a Willie Wrangler.
It looked like we should have had a surfboard strapped to the top of it and we're going down the California coast, like ready to surf.
It was very Washington feel. So we saw a few customers there. We had a great time. And the memory that I always think of is how rainy and cold it was even in the summertime. So I can imagine Blitz's experience and having to get the suspect in that weather. I could just feel the rain and the mistiness in the air. Moving on to dog name number 4, which is Axel. Axel has moved from the 5th spot to the 4th spot this year, so getting higher on the list. There was a really sad story with the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office. They are a team in Golden, Colorado. What was really sad about this story is that there was a dog shot named Graffit this year in the line of duty. It was sometime in February when there is a death of a canine in an agency. What happens is it stirs up a lot of attention from the public. And this usually leads to people wanting to donate vests to the dogs in that department so something like this doesn't happen again. In this department specifically, one of the dogs that was the beneficiaries of the generosity of the community was a dog named Axel. And it's really heartwarming to see the way the community pulled together in order to provide a vest for a dog like Axel, as well as many others since then. Axel, honored to make equipment for you and your team. Looking forward to hearing about some awesome captures that you have so we can talk more about them next year. Something else I wanted to mention, this is not the same word. Axel is different than the word access. But this year, one of our top accomplishments, while we're talking about top things that had happened this year, is the procurement of a milling machine that we purchased here in our factory. I think it's like a 9-axis milling machine. And something that's really cool about it is that we have revamped our grip hook, which is something that took us a really long time because this machine is so unique here in North America that it took us a long time to learn it, because there was a ton of trainers who had to come from all over the world to teach our head of milling, Jeff, how to use it.
We're super excited about the mill. Jeff's doing awesome learning all the ways to use and manipulate the tools, and to see it spit out parts is super exciting for us. It's been a long time in the making and we can't wait to start making more and more things that are helpful to handlers and their dogs.
On to spot number 3, which is Rocky as the name. Rocky was sitting at number 3 last year. It's sitting at number 3 this year. Creed 3 came out. We still have not seen that movie. We've seen all the Rockies,
yep,
but we have not seen Creed 3. Rye, I just wanted to ask you, when did you become so tough?
Well, of course, Jess, when I married a fighter.
Rocky 3, baby. I don't know for sure which Rocky that is, but one of my favorite lines for sure. Speaking of questions, do you want to add more to Rocky?
Rocky's always on the list. Daisy, one of our sewers, she chooses Rocky every single year. So if you take a look at our video where you see the staff's guesses, Daisy's the one who said Rocky.
Speaking of questions, on the phone, I get different questions than when I get on email, for example.
Yep.
On the phone, the number one question that I got this year was, who's your social media guy?
Oh,
that
goodness.
Is the top question that I received this year.
Yeah, they're like, fire him.
So people have been asking you that top question. When it comes to emails, the number one question that I've been getting this year has been, can you tell me a little bit about your intruder?
Yeah.
Camera system. That has been the top question that we've been asked on email this year. Last year, the top question has always been, does wearing a canine storm vest make my dog hotter? We have now proved with our research, we'll link it to this video, you can see for yourself that we have completely busted that myth. Our vests do not make the dog hotter while wearing it. In fact, it doesn't even increase the dog's temperature at all. In fact, in some situations, it made the dog cooler while wearing it because it protected him from the rays of the sun. Who would have thought? So we are going to make an intruder camera video that is going to be coming out in the new year. We're going to break our streak of one video next year and make a few more. So we're going to make a video on the intruder as well as our newest product that just came out like this year, which is called our Commander.
Yeah, it's exciting. The intruder and Commander demos that we've done this year, it's been just so amazing because handlers are continuing to want to improve their capabilities, and the intruder and the Commander allows them to do that. More will be coming on those soon so that you can see that with your own eyes what we're talking about, and we look forward to that.
On to dog name number two, which is Canine Odin. Odin, the name Odin, is typically seen as the god of war and the god of poets. And speaking of poets, I want to talk about our top quote this year that we've been getting.
Oh, inside the vest.
Inside the vest, yeah. As you may know, the inside of the vest allows you to have some customization, whether or not that is choosing a favorite verse in memory of, biblical quote, whatever you choose to have in your vest, you have the opportunity to customize that on the inside of your vest. So when you zip it up and unzip it, you'll see that every time. So last year, the number one quote that we had requested for the inside of the vest was Isaiah 6:8, which was, "Whom shall I send and who will go for us?" Then I said, "Here I am, send me." We had that quote, I'm telling you, so often. We're both Catholic. We go to church. We hear this verse sometimes right at church. And it's really always exciting to see that on the inside of the vest. I think it's really touching. But this year, the quote was entirely different. It was, "Courage is not the absence of fear, but rather the judgment that something else is more important than fear." Mm. We had that quote written on a ton of vests this year. I have a feeling that next year, my prediction is that the quotes are going to start getting longer, because at the end of this year, I've already started seeing people quoting quite like pretty large pieces of like movies and things like that. So sometimes I have to say, you have to shorten it because there's no room. So I think next year we're going to get even deeper with the quotes.
Yeah, really anything you can think of, you can't go wrong. It's really what is valuable to you.
Now on to the top dog name of 2023, which is, do you want to guess what it
is?
It is Max.
Max, again.
So, no, there. Max was number two last year. And this year, Max is number one. And it is always such a popular name. Like, even, I think the top dog name of 2023 for hardly working dogs, so not working dogs, but hardly working dogs, is also Max. So, it is a simple name. I think a strong name. It's a name that gets to the point. I think it really is a good one.
Yeah, Max, again, every year it's been on the list since we started doing this. So that's 3 years in a row. It's slowly been moving its way up, and now it's at the top spot. So congratulations to all those Maxes out there for claiming the throne, taking it away from Rico. And that's your top dog name at Canine Storm this year.
What do you think the top dog name is going to be next year? Just vote. I know we don't know, and obviously it's December now, but for me, what I learned this year, I think I might be the only human being on earth who didn't know this, but BOLO, it stands for be on the lookout. Did you know this?
I did know that.
I did
but
not
it
know
was,
that.
It's very, that, that's one that's, it's an acronym that's like, what SWAT stand for? Most people don't know. Special Weapons and Tactics, baby, let's go.
That's impressive.
When it comes to names, most names are rooted in something from like centuries before. We're not that unique in our ways. Like, there've probably been Maxes. If we were to go back to 2000 BC, there's probably still 1,000 dogs named Max at that point. So
yeah,
you really don't know. So it's fun to do this list. It's fun to see all the unique names as well as the names that are popular. And really every dog has its own story, even though their names may be the same. Everyone has a different job that they're doing, and they're doing it with honor. And we're really proud to be a part of helping as many as we have in the past year.
I think so too. And I totally agree with you, Rye. So that concludes our top 10 dog names of 2023. Is there anything else you want to add, Rye?
Have a safe, healthy, and happy Christmas and holiday season. And we hope that the new year brings you and your families and your dogs tons of joy. Everyone has a wonderful holiday. We're going to be back in 2024 even stronger, and we can't wait to help more dogs do their job, come home safely. So continue to storm through anything. We look forward to talking with you soon.
See you in the new year.
Bye for now.